for me, it was just a day of resolve and resolution. And I said, I'm sign me up.
Well, the first thing is, you know, I told them that I went to jail. And their first reaction was like, ooh, grandmama. You know, I was like, well, let me explain.
It was just, you knew that God was on your side. And we knew that it didn't matter what we were facing. If God's on your side, you'll overcome it.
James Stewart, Eloise Gaffney, and Washington Booker are all in their early 60s. They're all from Birmingham. They're all African American. And 50 years ago, they made national news.
American Airlines presents Douglas Edwards with the late news.
In Birmingham, Alabama, the civil rights demonstrators became wholesale today, and police arrested more than 450 Negro schoolchildren who played hooky to parade and picket and pray.
On May 2nd, 1963, Stewart, Gaffney, and Booker were among the teenagers who took part in what became known as the Children's March. It was a protest against racial segregation in Birmingham. If you ever saw the black and white film footage of Negro protesters being met with fire hoses and police dogs, that's it.
Police loaded some of the school children onto school buses, arresting, among others, a 6-year-old girl. The Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth says the demonstrations will continue until we run out of children.
Back then, these kids were just kids. Thousands of them were inspired by civil rights leaders like the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, James Bevel, and of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But there were other voices too.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
In 1963, songs by Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions were playing on local radio stations. Fats Domino and Little Willie Littlefield had hits as well. If kids in 1963 Birmingham wanted to hear this music, there was one place to go.
Get ready. Here comes Shelley.
Yes, this is Shelley the Early Bird Stewart. I wake up Birmingham each morning, Monday through Friday. I play nothing but the hits. Now, I bring all of the news.
I was a broadcaster. My audience was a very, I would call, vast audience of black and white people.
Shelley Stewart is also from Birmingham. The radio show recording you're hearing now is pretty old. It's from 1985. But Shelley's career as a disc jockey goes back farther than that, all the way to the late 1950s and early 60s. Tapes from that time are hard to find, but the kids remember. Before the 1963 Children's March, Washington Booker knew Shelley as the Playboy.
Now, how he got that name, I do not know. That is probably an interesting story, but I don't know how he got that name. He'd call folk out, you know, Mabel Jones over there in Hensley, you up, you need to get up. And then, you know, maybe 15 minutes later, Miss Jones would call, Shelley, you just be waking fuck up in the morning.
Oh, I mean, he did... R&B.
Eloise Gaffney.
But he had one said that said, Timber, let it fall, something like that. And I think that was one of the signals. I know that was one of the signals.
The school kids who took part in the Children's March talk about these signals a lot. James Stewart.
On the radio, Shelley made an announcement and he just kind of said, we're going to do this song. And everyone understood that this was a day of activity. We all knew it. Even the ones who didn't go to the meetings, we were talking to them every day.
Just don't tell Shelley Stewart about that.
I will say at the beginning of this conversation that I have never been a civil rights activist by any means. I want to make that perfectly clear.
The students who took part in the Children's March might argue that point. Tomorrow, Gaffney, Stewart, and Booker talk about what it was like to be teenagers in segregated Birmingham in 1963. That's in part two of Civil Rights Radio. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.